All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Tuesday night training call. My name is David Litt, calling from the beautiful Maya Hotel in Long Beach, site of the Diamond Club that recently just ended. It was a fantastic Diamond Club. And so for those of you who don't know much about the Diamond Club, talk with somebody who's been there. It's pretty hard to describe the experience that occurs over just 48 hours, but we had a fantastic dinner on Friday night. Then we had a manufacturing tour on Saturday morning, had some great business training on Saturday afternoon, and then the fun really kicked into high gear. We went out on the water, a beautiful, beautiful night in Long Beach. We went out for 2 hours, DJ on the boat, living large, having fun, went over across the way to Parker's Lighthouse, one of the nicest restaurants in Long Beach, had a fully organic dinner that night, and then Sunday morning we took over the park right here outside the Maya. Did a little drumming, a little drum circle, had a ton of fun with that. Then Dave Sandoval inspired us with some great information and vision to wrap up the weekend. So we'll have photos coming in on the Diamond Club. And speaking of photos and videos, I hope you saw today's email blast. We had a little recap of our Blue Diamond Retreat, which was just last month at David Sandoval's place, a great video that we put together. So we would love for you to experience these events. They're built right into our compensation plan. It's something that is a little different about what we do here at Purium. I mean, lifestyle and culture is what we're promoting. You know, we're promoting a lifestyle and a culture. And so lots of people join the business to lose weight. Lots of people join the business to eat healthier. Lots of people join the business to make money, but most of the people stay because of the community, because of the relationships, because of the culture, and it's events like Diamond Club and Blue Diamond Retreat that really lock that in. So we got one last event here at the end of the year, which is our Crown Trip. We're going to be going out to Kauai next month, and for those who are going to be on that trip, it's going to be very, very, very special opportunity to spend not only time with Dave and Amy, but all the Crowns and our, you know, top community of people. But every year it starts fresh. You know, every year we start over. We got another round of Diamond Clubs, another round of Blue Diamond Retreats, another round of Crown Trips, and next year we've got Unconvention and Convention. And so, you know, it's going to be a very, very fun 2017. In fact, that's why I was here at the Maya. I'm actually still in the conference rooms. We've been brainstorming on all the different ways that we're going to improve the tools and the business, the products and everything. So it's been a fun day for me, a really energizing day for me. And I'm sure you heard Amy's energy if you were on the transformation support call. She and Riyadh, her husband, are leading the couples cleanse that's going on right now. So for those of you participating in the couples cleanse, use hashtag couples cleanse, and you might be able to win a nice prize or some free products. And we've got an after Thanksgiving cleanse coming up. Did I say one after Thanksgiving cleanse? I meant two after Thanksgiving cleanses. So I'm going to be doing the weight loss and detox because I got to get in beach shape for our Kauai trip. David Sandoval is going to go build a little muscle before the trip. So he's going to do the athlete's cleanse. Either way, we would love for you to join one of us and participate in that program. We've been sending out some social squares, some great before and after photos. So just ask some people to join you and support you and be part of what we're doing. 60-day money-back guarantee, of course, on all of our products. And it's a great way to engage people. And the more people you engage, the faster your business grows. And we've got a promotion going on this month, next month, unlike anything we've done before, called Double Double. So our achievement bonuses at consultant, director, and executive and the matching bonuses for consultant, director, executive have all been doubled, so you can earn $700 helping somebody start this business and get to executive before the end of the year. So I hope that's something that you're looking at accomplishing yourself if you're new to the business, or more importantly, if you've already been in the business a while, to be enrolling some people and lining people up for that double-double promotion. Speaking of promotions, Bio Skincare is on special. We just announced that. $150 for the complete system. So that's a beautiful inside now. We've got two internal products, three external products. If you've never tried Bio, you need to try it. And better yet, give it away as a holiday gift. It's a great gift for people looking to do something special for the person they love. And it doesn't only have to be for women. I've been using the Bio Skincare with great results. So lots of stuff going on. So I'm glad that you're on the line tonight because you get to stay plugged in. You stay plugged in to what's going on with promotions, stay plugged in to what's going on with activities, stay plugged in to what's going on with events. And for those of you who want to earn additional income, this is the best place to get the top training that we offer every single week because we give you access to our top leaders. And tonight, sitting right across the table from me, I've got one of our very top leaders. She's a Field Advisory Board member. She's a 3-star crown. She's from Hawaii, and her name is Tracy Fujikani. She's going to be talking about business tonight. So, Tracy, are you on the line?
I sure am, David. I am, and, you know, making money is fun for me, so I'm thrilled to be here with you here tonight.
Awesome. Well, I can hear the smile in your voice, and I can see the smile on your face, and so glad that we have the opportunity to chat a little bit about making money. So, you know, there are lots and lots of people that aren't making a lot of money in today's economy. So why don't you share, you know, what you think is going on out there in the marketplace with people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet, and you meet as many people as anybody out there. You know, what are their experiences, and what do you see in the economy today?
Well, David, it's pretty tragic, actually. And, you know, there's been a lot of research done. And right now, the median household income is under $55,000 a year. So really, in an economy like ours right now, an extra $500 to $1,000 a month can mean all the difference for a family. And, you know, it's funny because we talk about business and they talk about making money is fun for me. It's not always so fun thinking about having to make money. And so, you know, it's not about the money. It's not about the $500 to $1,000. It's a difference of being able to send your child to the school that you want to send them to. It's a difference of driving a car that is reliable and gets you to work on time. It's a difference of how you live every day. So I don't want to come off as seeming like, oh, $500 to $1,000. It's a big deal for most families today.
Well, there's no question that it's a big deal, and I like the way that you're talking about it in terms of benefits. You know, so sometimes people just think about it as far as dollars in their pocket, but it's really about the freedom and the lifestyle that people can have, either a reduction in stress if things are tight, or better yet, you know, a way to advance their lifestyle. So talk a little bit about that as far as what you see people using money for and how it affects their lives.
Well, you know, I really love this conversation, David, because I had a sit-down meetup with somebody, and this is where a lot of times we can put ourselves in the way of other people. So making assumptions about what somebody else's situation is can be the most unloving thing we could possibly do, is to say, I know this person's situation. And this woman that we sat down with is a corporate executive for a multinational corporation. She's very successful in her work. They drive nice cars. They have a beautiful home. Her husband is able to stay at home with their child to raise her. By all accounts, when you look at this family, they're extremely successful. This woman, quote unquote, wouldn't need the money. She probably wouldn't be interested in an opportunity like this. And yet, David, when we sat down with her and just was talking about her life, not about Perium, not about business, but just finding out, like, you know, if there was anything in your life that you could change, what would it be? And one of the things that had come up is her daughter's currently in preschool, and there's a school that she really wants to send her to next year. And David, it's just out of her comfort range in terms of money. So for this woman who's successful by all accounts, who's already sending her child to a private preschool, wants to send her daughter to the school of her dreams, and it's just out of her reach. So this $500 to $1,000 range is exciting because it's actually a game changer for her and her family to think about having just that little bit more income coming in.
Wow, that's an awesome story. It's a really awesome. It reminds me a little bit of Pialani Schneider and, you know, the story that she shares where, you know, she was talking about her daughter in college and having to or wanting to turn down a scholarship she just wasn't happy with, and for Pialani to have the financial freedom as a mom to be able to say, hey, this is something I want to do for you as a daughter to give you the life that you want. And a lot of times people will do more for somebody else than they will for themselves. So I know that you work with a lot of moms. Tell me about, you know, the mindset of a mom and why this is such a great business for moms.
Well, you know, as far as being a mom, I just want to say I'm not a mom, but I have a mom. And my mom was awesome. She was a mompreneur before there was such a term. She stayed home, made her own business, and she did that so that she could raise us at home. And so I never had to come home to an empty house. And the impact she had on me as being an entrepreneur and me being with her while she was doing her business made a huge impact on me. And so for me, I always said if I ever was going to be a mom, I would want to be home with my kids. So it's a value that I really hold near and dear. And not only that, David, I guess my bigger vision really is this. You know, there's a lot of us who use the term change the world. And let's face it, that's a tall, tall order. And how do you even start on a mission like that? And yet, I feel like we have such a powerful vehicle, such a powerful business model, that if we could put this business model into the hands of more parents, and more parents were working less hours or less jobs or being able to stay home and raise their kids, imagine what our communities would look like. And, you know, I remember the Baltimore riots when that mom went out there and grabbed her son off the street. And you have to think, where were the other parents? Well, they were at work, making a living, supporting their families. So really, when I look at this mission and this vision and I think about the Million Mom Movement, it's such a deep, powerful, and expansive story in terms of what we could do with what we have. So business is not just business, and money is not just money, but it's really a way and a vehicle to make a difference on our families, on our communities, and then ultimately the world.
Well, I love the way that you share that because, you know, it really is the entire spectrum, you know, from reducing stress to a mom on the street to a woman who, like you say, from all appearances, looks like she has everything but, you know, needs that little extra. And, you know, one of the things that I've heard you talk about that I think is really, really powerful is the idea of having an asset. You know, so not just trading hours for dollars, but really building something and building something that is for the future and building something that that has value in and of itself. So why don't you talk a little bit about, you talked about the Million Mom Movement. Let's talk a little bit about the $1 million asset.
Ooh, I love the $1 million asset. Now you're talking my language. And, you know, I come from a mortgage banking background. And also one of my fellow crowns is a very successful real estate broker, Sonia Magruder. And, you know, she talks about this as well, where, you know, she has the experience of having rental properties. And, you know, in Hawaii, where I live, if you had $2.5 million properties and you had this $1 million real estate portfolio that was your rental income, we're not even going to talk about things like maintenance or vacancy, trying to find your people to rent your house or the taxes or the insurance or any of those extra things. We're just going to say we're going to take $5,000 a month from that $1 million portfolio of properties that we have. And if we made $5,000 in income every single month from this $1 million worth of properties, David, do you know it would take us over 18 years to pay ourselves back the $1 million first before we even ever made a penny?
Wow.
And that is our blue diamond ranking, right? If you can work your way up to be a blue diamond in our company, you can work to have residual income at that level of $5,000, you would be building what would be equivalent to a $1 million asset. And you can start your business for under $1,000. So instead of taking 18 years to start to make an income, it could take you as little as 18 days, depending on how motivated you are and how you leverage the time and opportunity we have before going into resolution season.
Cool. Well, so certainly in 18 months, you could earn that type of income, and we've seen people do it over and over and over again. So you said, start a business for under $1,000, and I know that as a business person, especially when you're talking to business people or anybody who has a big dream and really wants to earn some additional income, just like you said, don't make assumptions for people. As you start to talk about the business as a business, I know that you and your team have been promoting launch packs with great success and duplicating launch packs with great success. So tell me how that conversation goes and why you like to promote the launch pack as one of the options.
Well, I think it starts with, you know, first of all, saying the most basic pack, the pack that is the most popular, the one that is right for most people. A lot of people do start in at the platinum pack because it's sort of like you get everything you need in terms of products and you get a set of gift cards to start with. So if you're going to start with core three and do your minimal effort for maximum results program, have a 10-day transformation so you get instant gratification results. And then having a product to go back on to core three when you're done, well, of course, people are going to be asking you. You're going to be excited to share. And so getting a set of gift cards along with your pack is something that's really smart to do because when you have 50 gift cards that you can share, you can make the money back that you spent to get your product. But not only that, you have enough gift cards to start earning enough to pay for your next set of products. And that's really the difference between getting a getting started pack as a customer and getting one of these platinum packages is being able to leverage that package into earning enough to buy your next set of products. Otherwise, you know, you really can pay yourself back, but that's about it. Now, the highest, best use of your money and time, especially if you're a couple that's going to do transformation and core three together, it's sort of like a no-brainer to get a launch pack. And the highest value comes from the unlimited gift cards because, you know, our gift card marketing system is how we share Purium. And if you were to imagine those $50 gift cards now as cash, and if you know that platinum packages are our most popular, and you then can turn those $50 gift cards into $150 in cash, then I would ask you, well, how many of those gift cards would you like to have? And if you're smart, the answer is unlimited, especially right before the holidays, wanting to put cash back into your pocket, getting cash back into your friends' pockets, getting cash back into your family's pockets as quickly as possible, sharing as many gift cards as you can within a whole year. So there's so many things that come alongside with that launch pack. Again, if you go back to the platinum package and it's enough product for one person to do core three and transformation together, that package is $499. So if two people were going to get that pack, right, do the math, for $999, you not only get double the product, you also get the unlimited gift cards along with other marketing materials, technology, other support that gets included, all for really nothing extra. So it really becomes a no-brainer for most people to see the value in the launch pack at that point. And, you know, a point I want to make, David, is not everybody's comfortable talking about money, you know. It's not as fun for some people to talk about money as it is for me. And so I'm just really glad that we have so many tools, whether it's somebody in your team that will talk to people and you do a connect call with somebody else that can really be the one to present this idea, or whether you bring them on a Thursday night business opportunity call, or you bring them to a healthy happy hour or a super healthy happy hour like we had last night at our corporate office. These are opportunities for people to hear from someone other than us that this is the right package for them. So, you know, I never want anyone to think that they have to be the one to tell people this, but it's important that we understand why it is the most beneficial package for people to start with.
Well, I love how you share the value of the launch pack. And the other thing that's great is sharing the value of the business. You know, for me personally, I opened up a spa. You know, the equipment that I purchased was $90,000. The startup time and costs before I even opened up the doors were close to $200,000. So I put a large part of my savings that I had worked years and years and years and years for on the line because I was excited about a business opportunity and I really liked the equipment that the spa had to offer and all that sort of stuff. So it wasn't about even like the value of the equipment. It was the value of the opportunity. It was the potential of owning my own business was very exciting to me, and the idea that I could do something of value for other people. And so, you know, I think that you do a brilliant job in painting that picture and letting people explore that opportunity for themselves and to live in the shoes of somebody who is, you know, in freedom and in opportunity or with lower stress. And so why don't you talk a little bit about that, because you're fantastic at that.
Well, Dave, you actually said a magic word, and I got distracted after you said the word shoes. And, you know, I have a fellow shoe enthusiast on the field advisory board, Marina, too, so she could totally understand this. So sorry if I segue a little bit, but as soon as you said shoes, what came to me is this, because, you know, perspective is my favorite word. And there's this perspective that I want to share, which is imagine we were going to open a shoe store. And we were going to sink in, you know, I mean, probably six figures easily into inventory, into building out our location, into, you know, putting together this business and all the, you know, whatever, the cash registers and the marketing and the flyers and all the other things that we were going to do. And when we spend this six figures to put our business together and we were going to have our grand opening, I just want to impart that feeling of what that would entail for us, like how hard we would be working, how detailed our business plan would be, how determined we would be to launch as strongly and as powerfully as possible, because we just put six figures, we put $100,000 plus into launching our new shoe store. And as exciting as it sounds, we got a lot of skin in the game and we got a lot of people to tell that we're opening our business. And so that energy of passing out flyers and telling people when our grand opening was going to be and making sure we were in contact with all of our friends, all of our family, all the people in the neighborhood, letting them know that we're opening our store is the energy of opening a six-figure business. And of course, everybody wants to make their $1 million. So if you combine those two ideas about, you know, I want to create my $1 million asset, I'm going to open this shoe store, I'm going to make this investment, how detailed would your business plan be? How determined would you be to go through your list and contact everybody that you knew to let them know about your business and know that you're getting a grant, basically. You're getting like a free pass, and all you need to pay is $1,000 now to open your business. That huge sigh of relief, I want you to take a really close look at that, because we still need to be operating as if that $100,000 was in our business. And David, for me personally, for the people who I've met, I think it's actually one of the biggest hindrances that we have is that we have such a low point of entry that anybody can put their money in and say, I've started a business, but because they don't have the perspective of what they're building, this $1 million asset that we could be creating, then sometimes it's dipping your toe in the water, not putting your full effort in, just seeing what happens. And that being the downfall of us, when if we really grab hold of that energy of this six-figure business that we're creating, this $1 million asset that we're building, then that's the energy and determination that we need to be going into this resolution season. And, you know, in terms of, I don't know, do I have time to give you my kind of last analogy?
Yeah, for sure, because, you know, it was interesting because the question I was just about to ask you was about resolution season and timing and those kinds of things. So share your analogy, and that's a perfect segue.
Awesome. Well, David, I'd love for us all to go on a trip of a lifetime. It's a trip around the world. It's the dream trip you always wanted. It's that destination that you have in your dreams, and it's a big trip. It's a huge trip. And how long does it take to get prepared for a trip like that? It doesn't have to be for years. It can be, you know, a month. It could be a couple months. And that's really what we have, is we're about to embark on this journey, on this trip of a lifetime. And we have this little window of time to prepare. And there's a lot of things to do when you're going on a trip of a lifetime. You've got to choose your destination. You've got to buy your tickets. You've got to arrange your transportation. You've got to know something about where we're going. You have to know who's going with us on the trip. And right now, resolution season is just about to start. Eating season is just about to start. And it's the most perfect opportunity to be inviting friends on the trip of a lifetime to go with us. Because imagine you're getting invited, but the plane is leaving today. You don't have time to get your passport. You don't have time to get your money together. You don't have time to, you know, do all the things that you need to do to have an amazing trip. And so the friends that you want to take along with you on this Perium journey, the time is actually right now. right before the season. We're going to hit peak season, and there is simply not enough of us to go out and help everybody that wants to find help in resolution season. Every year, people make the same resolutions because they've never made headway on those same resolutions that they've had every year, and people are looking for help, and we have what they're looking for. So if we could put a little thought and preparation into this trip that we're about to take, and we can imagine all of our friends in this chartered plane coming together, and we're flying to this amazing destination that we get to choose what it looks like, what we do there, and ultimately have freedom. That's the journey that we're on. The trip of a lifetime is headed to the destination of freedom. So it's gathering up everybody, doing what we need to do, and having an amazing journey along the way.
Awesome. That's a great analogy. So two great analogies, the trip of a lifetime and owning a shoe store. So, yeah, once your mind starts to go, Tracy, I know where it likes to go off to. It likes to go to shoes and travel. And thanks for sharing your passion and your knowledge and your experience and all of these analogies. And so, yeah, I agree 100% with what you just shared. This is a perfect time to really focus at who is going to be on that journey next year with you. Resolution season is coming toward us. So we've got a couple of after Thanksgiving cleanses. We've got the double-double promotion. We got a lot of things to promote, a lot of things to be excited about. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, it's the business opportunity, your belief in the business opportunity, the opportunity for you to take care of your own financial destiny and the financial freedom of those you love and care for. So that is the biggest thing that we sell. As David Scoltetti likes to say, it's the best product we have. And this is the best time of year to be promoting our best product, and that's why I invited you on the call, Tracy. So thanks so much for sharing so generously.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Well, great. Well, every Tuesday night is business training night. Every Wednesday night is our Purium Lifestyle call with David Sandoval, plus he does a Facebook Live. So make sure that you're on this line 24 hours from now to hear from Dave. And not only will we be talking about product on the call, but also, like I say, Facebook Live. And lots of stuff going on, so make sure you stay plugged in. If you like this call, it was recorded, and you can share it with others. So thanks again to Tracy and to all our crowns who share their vision and their experience and their knowledge so freely. So looking forward to catching you tomorrow night on David Sandoval's Purium Lifestyle Call. Have a great evening. Catch you tomorrow.